And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97 through the fan. We have a great show here for you. Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing and Max Despoto, who's with East Coast Rhode Island Sport Fishing. Super good with East Coast versus West Coast bluefin tuna jigging and more. A lot of fun talking fishing here. And, boy, exciting Father's Day here. And
it is.
Corey Sandin is here with me. And Rockout Rick's actually in flight up on his way up to Sitka there. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And super good day to talk fishing here with these boys.
And just have a good time, right? Yeah. We're giving away a $250 package from Shimano. It's got some of the Shimmer Falls, some of the current Sniper, like big jerk baits. I mean, you could use them for in a Sea of Cortez, a Cabrilla fish in. You could use them for, what, yellowfin, bluefin?
Calicos.
Everything.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then, of course, some current Sniper jigs, too, that are fantastic for bluefin.
Really
they work
good.
Really, really
so,
well.
So we're giving away that.
And a Shimano hat.
And a hat to go with it, man. I'll ship right to you. And we're giving that away to one lucky caller or texter if you want to give us a call. Jeff is waiting for your call at the fan. There's one open line.
Yeah.
That's at 833-288-0973. Or you can text us via the app. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number when you send us a text, because Brandon's going to flip the prize coin right there at the end of the show.
Yeah, for sure. And Max is standing by, and, of course, Brandon's standing by. But right now, let's finish up the catch report with Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire. Good morning, Gundy.
Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's going on the surf?
It's the most wonderful time of the year, I think.
Bring it on.
Yeah, very good fishing on many fronts. The full moon, we're on the backside of the full moon, so we got those real strong tides. The water's warming, you know. I think we hit the 67 mark on a few beaches, 64 to 66 most beaches. The sand crabs are showing real good. And this week, good catches with barred perch, halibut, croakers, white sea bass, even a handful of striped bass. But what I wanted to talk about this week was the phenomenal spot fin croaker fishing. You know, we've been reporting all these fish. You know, Pacific Coast had their derby, and I think they've got 7 fish over 5 pounds and like a 6.5 pound leader. You know, one of my buddies had a 6.5 pounder off Doheny there. I've seen a 7 pounder off River Jetties. And then this week, my buddy, I sent you the picture, Pete, but my buddy sent me a picture of a 26-inch spotfin croaker, bottomed out a 10-pound scale.
Oh, my gosh. That's about I think that's about as big as they get, Gunny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've heard of maybe 11, 12-pounder caught in Baja, but that is a massive fish.
That's a big one.
That's a jumbo, man. That's, dude,
a guy, I understand he was fishing off Oceanside, and they were soaking sand crabs. So it was, you know, pretty tight to the beach. That's been a very good area, the lagoons and stuff. And when you think about those spot fin, you got to think about natural bait, you know. You could be fishing spots with lures, and they could be there. You'd never know it. You know, once in a while, they'll hit the lure. So you got to think in terms of, like, a sand crab, lugworm. They like mussel, you know, anything. And then innkeepers, and you get to those rare. They love worm-type baits, you know, because they feed in the harbors and outside the surf line. So that's where you want to target them, you know. Outside the breakers, usually you got to go with a long rod. And it's a difficult fish to target in the sense that they're light biters, you know, so you can't fish 6 pound tests and expect to land a 10 pound fish. So you got to stay up there, not real heavy, but 12 pound, maybe 15 pound, you know, if you're fishing long rod, 17-pound at the most. You know, you might even go to a fluorocarbon leader, 12-pound leader, 10-pound. You got to work with it with these fish because at times they bite good. Other times they're real light biters. And, you know, you want, like I said, you want to focus outside the breakers, you know, preferably, you know, river mouths, rips, where the current's coming out, holes, troughs, that sort of thing. And then also the bays and harbor, you know, the main harbor channels, secondary channels, jetties, docks, that kind of thing. And it's one of those fish, they call it the ghost fish, and that's because, you know, you don't know it's there until you target one. But with 10-pounders, 5-pounders, 6, 7-pounders swimming around,
jeez,
it's a game fish worth investigating.
Yeah,
Man, your reports every week, Gundy, fire me up, man. Yeah. I just want to go fishing. Right? I mean, from all the legal halibut to legal sea bass last week to now what, 5 to 10-pound spotfin?
Spotfin, that's a big one. Yeah, for sure. Well, great job, Gundy Gunnison.
I mean, we have a phenomenal inshore fishery, we really do.
For sure. And it's, it's kind of untouched, too, because not a lot of people are pressuring it.
Well, not a lot of people like
it. It goes under the radar, you know. There's not a lot of reports. It doesn't have all the, you know, the highliner type of stuff. But there's guys making fantastic catches on light tackle. And if that's your goal, is to land big fish on light tackle, then that's the place to be.
Yeah, there it is. Gundy Gunnison, our surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you. Who knows what's going to happen?
Have a good week, guys.
All right, thanks, Gundy. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Very much.
For all your surf fishing needs, check surffishtackle.com. That's Bill Varney's site right there, surffishtackle.com. And you get it done. He carries a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah,
that's great news.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Max, speaking of stripers, you guys have quite the striper fishery there in your area, right?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say Block Island, which is right off the coast of Rhode Island, that is the number one place in the world for striper fishing. That's where the biggest fish hold for the longest amount of time. It's incredible the size fish and how many are there all summer long.
And what size fish is that?
Average size fish, I would say, is 40 pounds. And then a big one is over 50 pounds.
That's
like the goal, is always to get a 50-pound fish. But the big fish are 40 pounds. There's 20 and 30-pound fish there, too. But a big one is 40 pounds, and then the big ones are over 50 pounds.
Do you run charters for that kind of thing, Max?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really what's going now because our tuna fishing hasn't picked up.
Yeah,
which is normal. It's right on schedule. That's really what's going on now is the striper fishing. That's June, July, August. But once July and August come, tuna really take over. So
June,
beginning of July are the main months for that.
Just for selfish reasons, can you talk about like the depth and are they biting on the surface? Are you baiting them down deeper? Like, I mean, and I guarantee you, there's people listening in Southern California that would love to come do that.
Yeah, me too.
Me, right? Me included. Yeah.
Yeah, so Block Island is a rocky, beachy island, and it's right in the middle of their main highway, their migrating highway.
Yeah.
And the big ones just settle there for some reason. It's always held them there. And the main way to target them is using live eels. That's a traditional way of doing it. Drifting those on a light sinker, nothing more than 2 ounces usually, or even weightless sometimes in 20 to 40 feet of water, call it, average 30 feet of water. And you're just drifting live baits over them. You're marking them on the sonar, and the big ones are going to be down towards the bottom usually. So you want the eel close to the bottom but not dragging in the grass down there. That's the traditional way to fish them. But now artificials, like rubber-weighted eels, that's a really fun way. You cast around the artificials down near the bottom. And that thump, when a 30 or 50-pound striper hits that artificial, it's insane. It's one of the most addicting bites there is. And it almost rips the rod out of your hand. You set the hook as hard as you could, and it's just a fish trying to get down into the rock. You got to try to keep them out of there. And then, yeah, they do come on top of the surface, too, especially this time of year, throwing topwaters around for them, casting those current sniper jigs, the Shimano Splash Walk, all different kinds of topwaters. It's fun. You can catch them on live bait down deep, catch them casting artificial subsurface or topwater, and they're big fish, 30 to 50-plus pounds.
Oh, wow. And they pull hard, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my, yeah. If you let them go, they're going to get you in the rocks and break you off.
Wow.
The water is relatively clear up here, so I can't use, not that I can't use, but you're going to get less bites if you go above 40-pound leader. So most of the time I'm using sometimes 20, 25, 30-pound leader for fish that far exceed that, and it's a balance of getting bites and trying not to break them off. So it's a tricky fishery, but it's incredible.
And what kind of gear are you using?
I like usually 4,000 or 5,000 size reels, so like the Shimano Twin Power 4,000, the Saragossa 5,000. Those are all usually spinning outfits, and I could either live bait or cast artificials with those. They're really versatile, which is nice. And then Shimano Terramar rods, the Terramar XX, the regular Terramars are really my go-to for that.
Now, here on this coast, we would probably fish a Tranks for that, right, Brandon?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but you guys don't really fish Tranks that way, right?
Yeah, I would say we use them more for bottom fishing than casting. It hasn't really caught on yet. Yeah, guys love them for bottom fishing just because they're so small and smooth in your hand with the push-button lever. They love them for bottom fishing. I love them for jigging, light inshore jigging, which is great. But for casting, we're usually always preferring spinning gear, yeah.
Spinning gear. Interesting.
Yeah, super. Right.
West Coast versus East Coast. Yeah,
right. That's probably one of the biggest differences, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I can't believe watching you guys cast to bluefin with Trinidads and big Tranks. Like, it's unbelievable to me because we only use Stella for that. Or Twin Power, Saragossa, but always spinning reels. So it's just crazy.
Yeah, I'm probably in the minority here on the West Coast, but I have caught big tuna on a Stella, and it's pretty amazing. Have you caught big fish on Stellas?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing how much power you can get out of a Stella.
It'll pull you out of the
boat. But I think where the line is kind of drawn is on a sport boat. And Max, I mean, we have 20 to 30 guys on a stationary platform,
right.
And it's not as friendly as
it
is
of a live bait fishery.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But it's not as friendly as it would be on Brandon's boat, where you can chase that fish down. And
on a sport boat, you can't put a spinning reel on the rail.
That's true.
So Tranks with a 8 or 9 foot jig stick, you can put that thing on the rail and put a crank on it. You know,
crank
so
What happens when you hook a big fish on a spinning reel, Max, and somebody's just like, no boss? Do you put a harness on them or something?
Usually, it's very rarely we'll use an actual full harness. We may use a plate like a fighting belt around your waist just to take the pressure off of your hip there.
Gotcha.
But most of the time, that's about it. There are times where we use a full harness, but I'd say 90-something percent of the time, just a fighting belt or a little cushion on the bottom of it, and that's all.
Yeah. I've seen like some of like AFCO makes like a little strap, like a spin strap that you can put on the reel and put a shoulder.
Right, exactly.
A shoulder harness.
If I am going to use something, it's definitely the AFCO one. That's specifically made for spinning setups.
Yeah, cool. Well, great text coming through. The phones are packed. Do you have a good one, huh, Corey?
I do, yeah. And it comes from Daniel in Santa Barbara. Thank you for sending your text through the app there, Daniel. It says, good morning, gentlemen. Great show. Question for Brandon and Max. Are you using different style jigs during the day as opposed to nighttime? He says, thank you.
Yes. I personally, we don't do a lot of nighttime jigging. So the number one kind of jig that I would use in the daytime would be like a current sniper, like a 80 to 100 gram for your daytime fishing. Just like a light, shiny jig works well when you're kind of sitting on schools. And then kind of like what Max said, those sardine wavers or the shimmer falls during the night would probably be the best bet for here for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the 200 gram or whatever.
And what about you, Max?
Yeah, like I said, we really don't do much night jigging over here. So I would assume that just for what I have done for at night here, we transferred the exact same thing that we use during the day for nighttime. So I would still stick with the shimmer fall and even the sardine waver.
In the same gram, 80 to 120 or what? 100?
I think that the shimmer falls and the sardine wavers are heavier.
Heavier, okay.
They can be.
Shimmer fall is the longer, skinnier one, right?
Yeah, it's more like a knife jig.
Like a knife jig?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And those things are killer for yellowtail.
Are they?
Especially in the Baja, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. But is that, so what would you use? You use mostly a sardine waver or a shimmer fall, Max?
So it's day to day here. Sometimes they like a little wider profile with a slower fall, and then some days they like that shimmer fall, that skinny shape. I think it really depends on the bait that they're on. We fish a lot of sand eels, around a lot of sand eels, so that's why the shimmer fall works so good here. But if they're on squid or mackerel or something like that, a bigger profile, that's when the sardine waver works better. So it's day to day.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Mike? Mike Colm from Phoenix. Good morning, Mike.
There,
yeah,
Mike.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
All right. Same to all you guys. Hey, my question is quick. Going on a day and a half here in the next week or so, and terminal gear, hook size, what's a bait look like?
Oh, good question, Brandon.
That's been a day-to-day thing. Some days it's been straight anchovy. I think they're saving enough sardine, though, for the sport boats, but it's been on the big side. So, like, I'd say 5 to 8 inch sardine is probably what you're going to have. So, like, a 2-aught, something like that would work pretty well for you.
Like a well-rounded
Beautiful.
Hook.
Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I have a great text here from Tom in Northern California. He says, great show, as always. So many states lined up along the East Coast. What kind of licenses do you need to fish offshore?
It really, the main thing is where you come back into. So we have our federal permit for just for catching them, say a recreational guy going out. All you need is a federal permit, the NOAA HMS permit, and then that covers you for all water out there. If you're specifically talking a charter guy, it depends on what port you're coming in and out of. So I have a Rhode Island charter license, so I have to come in and out of Rhode Island. But I could fish off of New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey. All those places are within 100 miles of me. So I may be fishing off of even down to New Jersey some days. So
it's a federal permit.
To keep the fish, to target the fish, yes, it's a federal permit. And then if you want to go into the commercial side, that's where it gets nitty-gritty, where there's a bunch of different state permits that you need. But just for a normal guy going out to catch tuna, the federal permit is all you need.
What about striper?
Just a regular fishing license. Nothing specific you need for striper.
Is that a Rhode Island fishing license?
Yeah, so a state license. Our states are so small, they kind of put them all together. If I have a Connecticut fishing license, it covers me for Rhode Island, New York, I think even Massachusetts. Maybe not Mass, but they kind of have like a tri-state agreement where a fishing license works if you're in state waters, if you have one from
there.
My Rhode Island license will work in New York.
Yeah. Super cool. I don't think California would ever allow that.
No. California doesn't allow much at all. They don't even allow us to fish sometimes,
yeah.
Right? What about in Florida? Is it a Florida state license?
Yeah, for fishing. So we have a guide license. The boat has a guide license, and then there are several federal permits that you have to have. So most of them are open access for charter fishing, but there are some closed access ones for fishing like the Gulf that you have to purchase from somebody else. They're a closed access fishery. But
interesting.
Yeah.
And then a Florida state license too.
So for Florida, if you're on a charter, the boat guide license covers everybody on the boat.
No kidding. So
yeah.
You don't have to have a fishing license.
Correct.
You
How
have
cool
to pay.
Is that?
That's
you,
nice.
No, it's cool for the fisherman, not the captain.
Well,
you got to pay for it all, right?
Well, no,
yeah,
it's covered under.
Yeah,
it's covered under. So if you're you're a tourist and you're coming to enjoy Florida, you get to jump on his boat because he's already purchased his captain's license.
Yeah, and the Florida guide license is a tenth of the price of the California guide license.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Same deal here in Rhode Island. If you're coming to fish here, your fishing license is covered under the captain's license, under the charter license that I bought from Rhode Island.
Yep.
That makes
why
a lot of
California
sense, doesn't
do
it?
That?
Yeah. Why can't California? California does some very different things.
Yeah,
for sure.
You think?
So what about here in California? How does it work?
So we have a boat license, or a boat guide license, and then everybody needs a fishing license, whether we're fishing in California or Mexico.
Oh, Mexico. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you'd need a Mexican fishing license no matter what, I'm
Correct.
Sure.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're fishing in Mexican waters.
Yes.
Yeah. But you don't need a federal license here.
No.
So we got that going for us, right?
At least. Oh, too funny.
But is the California license way more expensive than your Florida license?
No, it's 10 times more expensive.
10 times more
expensive. Not 10 times, 5 times more expensive.
5, okay.
Wow.
Still, it's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, it's $500 for the Florida license, and it's about $2,000 for the California guys.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And Newsom thanks because it's fixing the potholes on the freeway.
Yeah, right. Whatever, yeah, something. Yeah. It's going somewhere. We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Appreciate you joining us on this Father's Day on Let's Talk Hookup, Hills.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day, everybody. For Max and Brandon, actually, specifically for Max, I spent summers back east because my dad lived back there, and my dad did get me into fishing. And he, so I used to, first place I learned to pound the beach was in, Connecticut there, a lot of Cove Island in Stamford, Connecticut, and, caught my first striper there. And, one of the most fun things was the, snappers, which are, and Max knows more about it, baby bluefin, bluefish. And they're just, and they're really good to eat when they're small, like 6 inches, 7, 8 inches, but I guess people don't eat them when they're big because they're nasty or something. But a big bluefish would be fun to catch. And then Max has the freaky-looking fish, like he mentioned blackfish, but then there's a thing called a sea robin that's like an ugly cabazon flying fish. And it's the... And then in all the eels back east in the rivers and the beach, man, it's a, and then they have these horseshoe crabs on the beach. They're like a giant trilobite. So I'm saying, Max, you got some freaky stuff, man.
Oh, not just the fish, the people too.
The people too. Oh, yeah. Well, that's God. True everywhere, right?
Yeah. So I ate Hills. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah. So do you, I mean, I know bluefish is a big target back there. Do you target bluefish or that's just kind of not in your wheelhouse?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely on the table. The two main times I catch them is either stripe or bycatch because they usually hang around the stripers. And then that's my number one bait for giant bluefin fishing. If I'm commercially fishing for them, I'll go out, catch bluefish, put them in the live well, and then take them to where the tuna are and fish those. They are awesome game fish. I mean, they're a blast to catch. Mm-hmm. Catching them on top water, they pull. They really are fun. So I'll catch them when striper fishing, and then catch them for bait when giant tuna fishing as well.
And what family are they in? What is a bluefish?
Good question. Yeah, I'm trying to.
It's almost like it's a shape of a yellowtail.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the mouth of.
Yeah, they have like a bull head. They're weird.
So they're not a jack, not a drum. No. The mouth of a black cod.
Interesting.
But the shape and body and tail of a yellowtail.
And they're edible.
Edible, yeah. It's not people's favorite. They're pretty oily.
Oh,
gotcha. So a lot of guys will smoke them, if anything, but. Yeah.
Enough said there.
Anytime somebody says, oh, they're great smoke, it's like, no.
Exactly.
And they're like our barracuda. They'll chew your plastic in half.
Yeah, they go.
Like that's, so if absolutely. You've got short bits, like a triggerfish.
Yes.
Yeah. Cut cool. in half. Done.
Well, we have a special guest on the line this morning, filling in for Yosef, who's actually in Alaska with his brother Ali, fishing up there. We have the man from Fish Dope calling from the East Coast.
The man, Danny.
Danny himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's brought to us by the Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can just check them out online at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning from sunny Big Pine Key, Florida.
All right.
Good morning.
You're almost neighbors with Brandon back there.
Almost, yeah, not far. So anyway, I'm going to start off with a little bit of news here. The limit for sea bass goes from 1 to 3 today. Sadly, there's going to be some massive massacres happening. Channel Islands at Rosa, the 10, 15-pound sea bass are biting stupid, and so are halibut there. If you get off the squid beds after catching your sea bass and focus on halibut. I mean, the Freedom scored 81 halibut on there. That's unheard of.
81 halibut.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So, If you see any big sea bass being caught up in the Channel Islands, they're coming from Cruiser Anacapa. They're not coming from Rosa. All right, let's skip down. Santa Barbara Island is the secret right now. We don't tell anybody the backside's got sea bass biting and halibut. I didn't say that.
Yeah, that might be where Mark wishes as we speak.
No, you were not supposed to talk about that. So, let's see. San Nicolas Island still got that big grade of halibut biting the sand spit. A little bit of sea bass there. A little bit of black sea bass and bat rays, too. I'm going to skip to Catalina. There's plenty of squid at Catalina. If you need to make squid, that's the place to go. Pacific Carnage has been selling bait there, but they're not there today. They dropped off all their stuff at Nacho's, and they're taking a couple days off. Even San Pedro Bay's got squid for sale, which is really unusual. But Catalina's got squid in the front, squid in the backside. You shouldn't have any trouble finding where to make some bait. Still some big yellows and sea bass biting on the squid beds on the backside. It's a little inconsistent from what it's been, but we're going to slip inside here to Long Beach, North Newport Beach area, I should say. Sand bass. We haven't seen sand bass biting like this in years, guys, especially at twilight trips. It's full speed limit fishing.
Sweet.
Big clouds of sand bass on the sonar. I have not heard that in years. So, anyway, let's see. I'm going to skip outside to Clemente. Clemente's got big yellows and sea bass biting just outside the cave's bed squid area. Ideal depth for this is 130 feet. Ideal time is 2 a.m. to sunrise. After sunrise, go to the front side and chase little bass and yellows there. That stuff dies. Coronado's has had some off and on yellowtail fishing. A lot of it's running the ridge in the middle ground. If you can sit there and be stable on the ridge, you can do well on the yellows. And lastly, some of that big bluefin is out there by the 390. Between the 390 and the border, there was some more caught last night. This stuff, like, in the 100 to 130-pound grade. That's the average fish being caught right now. Can you believe that?
It's incredible.
The little tungsten jigs, the 300-gram tungsten jigs, is the ticket. I know they're expensive, but if you want to get a bite and you're spending all that money already, buy the jig, rig it right. You won't lose it. And that'll do it for Fish Dope Report on Father's Day.
Yeah, right. Fish Dope Dark Coach. Danny is the man when it comes to finding all the fish, and he gave it up here. More than most people do. More than most people do. So $20-$30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. And, yeah, Ricky was telling me that fully rigged 300-gram tungsten jig, which they're sold out of, by the way, is like $130-$140. The jig's $100, and then you got to rig it with the right hooks and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, you want to rig it right because you don't want to lose that jig.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But, right. Danny, we appreciate having you, and I think Mark Wish might take back over you giving up his SBI.
Hey, Danny, enjoy. You're welcome here anytime. We love your report, and we'll talk to you, Yusuf. Or Yosef and maybe Mark next Sunday. Appreciate the report.
Good stuff, Danny. That's brought to us by Norse Galithium. Power your boat with Norse Galithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norse delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norse batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system with Norse Galithium at norsegalithium.com. Or you can go see the trolling motor doctor.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Max, I have a question about electronics. Danny was referring to sonars and stuff. What kind of electronics do you use for when you're fishing bluefin there?
I have Furuno on my boat. So Furuno, sounder, fish finder, radar, and navigation.
Okay, so you guys don't use side-scanning sonar?
Not for tuna specifically. We'll use it inshore to find bait, stuff like that, but most of the time offshore, just normal traditional downview, sonar.
And what about you, Brandon, out here?
We have the same. Not Furuno, but we are Simrad.
Simrad, yeah.
But yeah, just your traditional up and down sonar.
Yeah, up and down, not a side scan.
Not a side scan.
Because you're daytime fishing, right?
We're daytime fishing, and it's a little bit tough to put them in a boat like ours.
Like that.
Yeah.
So. It goes 60 knots.
Yeah, they would work. It's just more of a, in any kind of weather, you get a lot of disturbance and turbulence on the sonar, so it's like
sure.
it won't work how you want it to work every time.
Yeah, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Corey, you have a great text, huh?
I do. I have two, and the first one's very short, and okay. It comes from Russell in Huntington Beach, and he was wondering what the name of the braid scissors were. And the braid scissors that we were talking about, Pete, are made by Gamakatsu, and they're called
ceramic.
Yeah, braid scissors, I think.
They're just called ceramic braid scissors.
Yeah, and they're awesome.
You can get them at most tackle stores or, check gamakatsu.com.
And the second text is for Max. And says, good morning, fellas. Max, after we catch one of these giants, do you have a local processor like Fisherman's Processing here in San Diego to process our catch? And it comes from Mark and Fallbrook. And so our processor here, Max, Fisherman's Processing, takes your whole fish and puts it in one or two pound chunks and vacuum seals in a 5 mil bag and sends it home with you like in perfect condition. Do you have that kind of service back there, Max?
Yeah, I've never had someone actually go as far as vacuum sealing it, but they'll definitely package it, use dry ice coolers to ship it, or bring it on the plane with you. People, it seems like there's no perfect way to do it. Some people say shipping is better. Some people say just bring it on the plane with you. Checking it in on the plane is better. But yes, package them up, dry ice them, send them back however you want them cut up.
Oh, cool. Gotcha. So specifically, of course, in California, again, you can't sell sport caught fish. Is that the case in Rhode Island?
So the line with bluefin, the line is drawn at 73 inches. Any okay. bluefin under 73 inches can be kept, there's limits, can be kept for, personal use, recreational use. And then over 73 inches is considered a commercial fish, and by law it has to be sold.
Interesting. Wow, by law.
Crazy, huh?
Right?
Yeah. So you have to get a ton of permits, a ton of hoops you got to jump through to be able to keep a commercial fish. And so it's not everyone. So most guys have to release fish over 73 inches.
Oh, most.
I jumped through all the hoops, got all the right permits, safety gear, everything, so I could sell them.
Oh, okay. So if somebody comes recreational to catch a giant with you, you get to keep that fish if it's over 73 inches.
Yes. If it's a day we could, if the season's open, it's the right day, everything lines up, yes, it would have to be sold.
Yeah.
Unless it goes as, or we would have to release it, one or the other.
That's probably a big payday if you get a good one, right?
It's not as good as people say or think it is. The price is just because normal supply and demand, there's so many around. The prices have gone down over the past handful of years. So it's not bad, obviously. It's an extra small chunk of money, but, I mean, we're seeing as sometimes we can't sell one. There's so many. And we'll see prices as low as $1 a pound sometimes, which
Whoa.
Is a shame. But,
a shame. Yeah.
But to see over, I mean, if someone gets over $10 a pound now for a bluefin that they sell, it's like, holy crap. But
wow.
I'd say average is half of that. Yeah, if you get $5 a pound, you're happy now. So it's not like you're making $1 million off of selling a fish.
Yeah. Now
that's
I wonder.
What, get it, that idea out of people's heads.
I wonder in conversation between the four of us, Max, because I don't know if you're aware, but like on the West Coast here in Mexico, they net them, they keep them in pens, and they're raising them as they would cattle, right? So they're fattening them up and feeding them chovy and sardine and getting them on the fatter side. And the fat content in a bluefin is what dictates the price. So I wonder if the pen-raised fish here are of such great quality, could that be affecting your – because they're both going to the same source kind of, really. I mean, there's a small amount, I'm assuming, that go stay local, but the 90% are probably going overseas.
Yeah. Now, I'll kind of address that because I was fortunate enough a few years ago to go to the Toyosu Fish Market and ask those questions and such. the higher prices are going to that East Coast bluefin or the stuff from Italy, the stuff from the Mediterranean, the big fish, because that it's all about the fat content.
Yeah.
And they have at the fish market, they have the tail sections out, and guys can judge it and grade it and such like that. The stuff from the pens, and we saw some of it over in Japan because Ted Dunn, who's running the pens, allowed us to get in on on his license there. Is high grade, but it's not as high as some of those fish that are like Nova Scotia, Maine, that kind of stuff.
And Max's world, really.
Yeah, and your stuff is pretty high grade, right, Max?
Yeah, it fluctuates throughout the year depending on which school of fish is around. There's different schools of fish that come around, and the later in the year, usually the better they get. Once we get late into the fall, even getting close to winter, that's when we see the best fish around, best quality fish around. But it's not uncommon to see a really good fish come randomly in the summer.
Interesting.
And so that stuff we saw when Wicked Tuna was on the air with them getting $30 a pound or $20 a pound, that's just like, that's not real life. Not real life.
Not reality.
I'll stay out of that, yeah.
Oh, Max. Hey, Max, hold tight. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee and Max Despoto, who runs East Coast Charters there. When we return on not only the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, but we're on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, having so much fun in the world headquarters today, and just talk with Max from the East Coast, bluefin, striper, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
Max, I want to come back and charter you, man, for the striper stuff, right?
And Brandon too, but I want to thank both of you guys, Max and Brandon, for taking a day off of chartering and to be here with us, talking about fishing on Let's Talk Hookup for sure. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Steve? Steve Cohn from Carlsbad. Appreciate you joining us on not only Father's Day, but on Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's good to finally talk to you. I've been listening to the show since the inception back on the 690 days.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. I'm not much of a fisherman, but I'm a surfer, so I'm always around the ocean. And, you know, what these guys, East Coast guys, are saying about those blue striped bass on the East Coast, I was surfing out in Montauk one time, I guess it was early fall, and these guys were catching 20-pound stripers right off the beach, like dozens of them. It was amazing. So,
pretty cool.
You know, you think, you know, the East Coast doesn't have it going on, but they do.
Oh, they do.
I haven't seen people catching fish off the beach like that here.
That's, no,
but my question was, I'm going to start beach fishing with my grandkids, and I'm wondering, what kind of rig should I get?
Oh, man.
Max, well, what do you think there on the East Coast? Are you delve into that surf fishing there?
Relatively little. Some guys are fully committed to it, and they know the ins and outs of it. But like he said, in the fall, we get the fall run when the stripers start migrating back south, and the bait is right up on the beach. And during that time of year, I'll definitely get into it a little bit, and it's really cool catching fish of, you know, up to 20, 30, 40 pounds right from the beach.
Jeez,
on top water.
Cool.
It's fun.
Oh, that is cool.
That's
incredible.
That's a select time of year when it's easy enough for someone like me who's not fully into it can go and catch them, but got to give credit to the guys that are fully into it and can catch them all spring, summer, fall, and know it like the back of their hand. It's really cool. It's a whole different culture for the surf guys here.
Cool. Wow, so neat. Curious with my own question. The size limits, are you allowed to keep one or two, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a slot limit for stripers. It's one per person between 28 and 31 inches.
Okay.
So a small slot, one per person.
But just the catch and release from the surf,
oh,
it's got to
so
be
fun.
Insane,
yeah,
right?
So
but
fun.
Have you done that, Brandon?
I have not.
Oh, man, that sounds fun. So, Corey, for the West Coast here, you would be our go-to guy for the fish, for the rig to fish the surf. What are you going to use?
For Steve, taking his granddaughters, like Gundy was talking, there's so much stuff in the surf, from spot fin to the surf perch. Use a
Cortina.
Small hook, and the bait's free and available on the beach.
Yep.
I mean, just get some small
hooks. And that's part of the fun, too, is catching the bait for the kids.
Here's what I would do, Steve. I would go into Pacific Coast Bait and Tackle. The young kids that work in there are awesome. I'm in there often, and they're super cool
people.
They're
up in Oceanside.
Right there in Oceanside. Yeah,
on the Coast Highway.
They will help you out, man. They're just the local beaches right there, from half pound to 1 pound surf perch. Readily available on that same cast, can we catch a 4 or 5 pound spot fin?
Are you going to fish 6 pound in the surfs, Corey?
Not me, but yeah, you might have to.
What are you? Yeah, well, you're going to fish like 80
well,
pound, right?
I'd be trying for the halibut. Yeah, 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 yeah. A little bit
you
heavier.
You fish 20?
Personally, I'm fishing 40 pound gold to,
no
50, to 50
right.
pound
in the surf.
Gold. In the surf,
you
yeah.
go, Corey.
Well, but if I catch a 15 or 20 pound halibut,
sure.
I want to get them.
Sure,
yeah.
But
if I'm lucky,
but typically
enough,
6 to 8 pound test for the Corvina and.
Absolutely.
Yes. I've even caught them on the fly in the surf, the Corvina.
Yeah.
That's super fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But I think Steve would have fun just catching surf perch and readily available.
A lot of good stuff.
And the rod.
Right. And the rod. And they're not that deep. I mean, those fish might only be in knee deep, shin deep water.
If you're making a big cast outside,
you're way outside of them.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Darren Menifee has a happy Father's Day for everybody. And he says he has a couple of older Shimano bait runners that are great for kids and novice friends. What is the best Shimano spinning reel with a bait runner feature? Do you guys, Max, Brandon, are you familiar with that?
Not totally.
I use the Thunnest.
Their
bait runner. Yes. 6,000 and 8,000 size is what I use for stripers. Mainly the 6,000 size for stripers here, and it's bulletproof. It's unbelievable. That reel is. I've used that for probably 10 years now. And it hasn't had that many huge changes to it, just because there's nothing to change. It's an unbelievable bait runner reel.
Yeah, and so you actually use bait runners back there?
Yeah, yeah, but it's nice if, say, I want to start throwing artificials around, but I want to have an eel down deep still. I could put the eel out on a sinker, let that down, put it in the rod holder with the bait runner on. If a fish takes off with it, go over, click it over, and put the artificial down. So it can kind of fish two rods at once.
Cool. Good stuff. Yeah, that bait runner feature is special. But the funnest is much, it's a much more bulletproof, shall we say, than the standard bait runner?
Yeah. Yep. I would say bulletproof, just different design, different material, body material, just different gearing and drags in it. But that gold bait runner, the standard bait runner, is a great reel, too.
It's a great reel.
I know people that use that just as much as I use the Thonis, and they don't see a reason to jump up to the Thonis. So it's both are great reels.
Great.
That's good stuff for sure. Want to take a call? Let's do it. Let's go to Robert. Robert Colm from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, guys. Wanted to thank you. I won a trip last year on the Horizon. It was at the end of the season, so my grandsons and I, three of them, are going out on the Horizon next week on a day-and-a-half trip. So just wanted to thank Let's Talk Hookup. Heard somebody talk yesterday. Mike from Torrance mentioned the backpack rig. Just wanted to make the best of our day-and-a-half trip, and I know things aren't happening during the day. What about, like, flyers or backpack rig? Is it worth it?
What do you think, Brandon?
Backpack rig is pretty specialized. I think during the daytime, your best bet is probably going to be either a sinker rig, sardine, or some sort of small, shiny jig for the bluefin. Depending on if you want to bring your own flyers or if the boat has flyers, they could rig up the backpack, but not intense, but there's a lot that goes into sending a backpack rig out.
But now if he was going out with you,
then it's no problem. Yeah.
Entirely different situation.
Yeah.
Where you're going to put him on the school where he's got his best opportunity to possibly get bit on that.
Yes. Yeah. We fish the backpack a little bit. Like if we're putting the kite out on the downwind side, and we'll slide a backpack rig out the back or upwind or something. But we don't do that a whole lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And if somebody's on the kite and you're on a long battle, you might slide one back maybe even.
Oh, or we put another bait out on the kite while someone's fighting.
You.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So a question for Max. Do you guys use flyers back there or kites?
No, very rarely. The only time we'll use a kite up here is commercial bluefin fishing. We might put a bluefish or a mackerel or a bunker on a kite to have a bait right on the surface. But that's in rare occasions, but no flying fish at all up here. I'll see flying fish out in the canyons where that Gulf Stream comes in, and that's what a lot of the tuna are eating out there and the marlin are eating out there, but never really use them for bait at all, no.
Hmm. But, and so you're not flying a kite or anything like that?
No, very rarely.
Pete's mind's thinking about just coming out with you and flying a kite on that Gulf Stream, man.
Wow.
Right?
I don't know about that. But here, it's kind of like if you want to catch a big bluefin during the day, that's the way to go, right?
That's the way. I mean, we do a little bit of high-speed trolling and a little bit of live bait fishing for the big ones, but 98% of the big ones are caught on the kite from a small boat.
Yeah, and that's dead flyers and
the imitation, like the rubber ones.
The rubber
California
ones.
Flyer.
California flyer.
Yeah.
Are you still trolling the yummy flyer?
You can. It's definitely still effective. Yeah. We haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
But it's definitely still effective. It's tough when you get into a fleet of boats.
Yeah.
The yummy is.
Because generally speaking, you're fishing where there's other boats because that's the zone, right?
Typically, I mean, this bluefin moves in blocks, you know, so everybody gets on it. Sometimes there'll be schools, whatever, east or west of it, but a lot of the times it's in a block.
Yeah.
You're fishing in a 5-10 mile block with however many other boats.
Cool. And what about you, Max? Are you fishing with groups, or are there lots of boats in the same zone because that's where the fish are, or are you kind of solo?
Yeah, definitely. Once a bite starts and people catch wind of it, there's going to be other boats there. There could be, if it's a flat, calm day on a weekend, there could be too many more boats than you want there for sure. But we're usually around other people. It's good knowing a handful of the boats there that are there almost every day like me, so we're able to network together. But then there's a whole nother crowd that comes out like on weekends and stuff that could clutter it up a little bit, but understandably everybody wants to get in on it.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We have had a lot of questions about rods and line class ratings for rods for jigging. And I know you're really up on that, Max. When you're fishing for that smaller grade bluefin, jigging for it, give us the Shimano rod and rating that you like to use and kind of that whole rig.
Yeah, so for there's a couple different ones. Starting with the smaller of the size that I'll use, I like the Grappler series a lot. The Game Type J series is also great, but I'll just talk about Grappler now. The same ratings go over to Game Type J as Grappler. The normal sizes I'll use with, say, a 10 or 14,000 size reel for fish sub 100 pounds, so smaller than 100 pounds, is going to be the Grappler 5.6 Heavy. So the heavy rod, I want to say that's rated for 300-gram jigs off the top of my head, but that's the heavy, talking about the Grappler series. And then for bigger fish, when I jump up to the 20,000 size reel, I'm going to go with the extra heavy. The extra heavy or the double XH even for the jigging rods there.
Yeah. So now do you use the jigger, the conventional jigger reel back there?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So for conventional jigging, I'll use, Talitha is a huge one, and then the Osea jiggers. There's the lever drag one and the star drag one. Both are great for the smaller size bluefin. And then for the bigger bluefin is where Talitha comes in. And same thing with the grapplers, the heavy grappler and then the XH or the double XH grapplers.
Okay, yeah. That Osea jigger lever drag, that's a workhorse,
yeah,
man. That
nice
is such
reel.
A nice reel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing kills it.
Yep. That paired on a grappler Game Type J, for that specific reel, I like the 5.6 extra heavy. It matches the power of the reel well. It's such a fun combo to jig with. You can jig with it all day and never get tired just because of how light and powerful the rod and reel is.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Is that jigging style as popular back there as it's become here, Max? I mean, it's really, over the last couple seasons, has become like the way to do it here.
Yeah. You go out, most people, there's a time where trolling is the way to do it, but then once those fish settle down deep, every boat is stopped drifting, stop the boat drifting and jigging.
And what depth of water are you jigging in there?
Less than 200 feet most
of
the time.
Shallow.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's cool. That sounds like fun.
Different.
That sounds super fun. Yeah. And then, of course, you have that, you promote that G Loomis rail rod.
The IMX Pro Offshore.
The IMX Pro Offshore.
All the rods that we use.
All your rods are IMX. I love those rods.
I do too.
Super lightweight.
They're awesome.
And powerful too. And the whole line, do you use all the way light
to
big?
Every rod I have is one of those ones, from fly lining on 20 or 25 pound up to fishing the kite with the Talitha 25A. Like, everything in between is a G Loomis.
What's your favorite IMX offshore?
I like I do a lot of fly line fishing for yellowtail and small tuna and that. So that 8 foot, I think it's a 15 to 30 pounds, perfect 25 pound rod with a Trinidad 14.
That's a sweet reel.
So fun.
Sweet rod. And you match that with what?
Trinidad 14.
A Trinidad 14.
Yep.
What a nice set.
You can fish almost everything with that.
Yeah.
Really.
It's so
bass. Sea bass.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to be right back. Hold tight, Max. We're going to find out who's won this package from Shimano when we return on the Let's Talk to Kebab, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com.
Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeonSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeonSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. We're going to have Brandon flip the prize coin to $250 worth of Shimano lures. Going to a caller today, that's Hills in Ventura.
All right, congratulations, Hills. And Brandon, thanks for coming in. How do we go fishing with you on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing?
You can go to the website, luckybeesportfishing.com, send me an email, luckybeesportfishing@gmail.com, or hit me up on my phone, 760-445-4834. Also Instagram, at Captain Brandon Nelson.
All right. And Max, how do we go fishing with you there in Rhode Island?
Same deal as Brandon. Visit the website, eastcoastchartersri.com. You call, email, or text. And on that website, there's a bunch of different videos about the rigging and tackle that we use on the East Coast here. So if you wanted to check that out. And also, you can check Instagram and get in contact with me there at East Coast Charters.
All right, very good. And your phone number again if you want to book a trip?
203-528-5520.
Very good. Thanks, Max. Thanks, Brandon. Great show and great weekend. Thanks to Jeff in the fan studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup website. Next Saturday, Tim great and Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Next Sunday, Captains Dave Marciano and Nancy, plus Captain Bob Cook from Wicked Tuna. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.